Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now, Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focused analyst, former NFL quarterback himself, and B. Gradkowski 5 on Twitter. You can find him at. Bruce, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, brothers? Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you. So I was reading a Harris poll earlier where most Americans believe that the NFL is not going to be played. Only 34% say the NFL is going to be played. So let me start there by asking you, what is your confidence level that we're going to see NFL games?
It's pretty high. I mean, I'm confident this season will get underway. There's going to be a lot of challenges ahead like there already have been. But the NFL needs to make it happen, and I think we're seeing that. I think, you know, with the financials coming out with Green Bay, with the Packers, you see why. The TV deals are monstrous. So I think that's a huge reason why. And also players. I think players, at the end of the day, they want to play. I mean, they want to do it the right way, but it's important to have a season. I think the NFL will do the best that they can. College, on the other end, man, that's a little more tough. You know, you can't expect student athletes to come back onto campus if you don't have a fall semester. There's going to be a little more to deal with at the college level.
So that being said, no preseason games, it looks like. So I guess give me your thoughts, because first of all, if you're a guy trying to make the team, you're really disappointed because you really want to show your wares and you're only going to have so much of an opportunity. So that's the first thing I think that comes to mind for me. And then the second thing is then what do we expect the play to be on the field if you're really only beating up on one another?
Well, I think, you know, with no off-season program, you know, as far as physically and being able to be on the field, OTAs, mini camp, workouts with your team, I think it's important that they take this time, and it is. It's just your team. And, yes, you're practicing against one another, but you have to get the speed and the tempo back, the sense of urgency. You want to be physically in shape. I think a lot of NFL head coaches and clubs expect their players to come in shape. I know we dealt with a lot with the COVID, but these guys are professionals. You know, there's a way to try to stay in shape during this time for offensive linemen, defensive linemen, to keep your strength up. That could be a little different issue. So I think it's important when clubs get their players back in the building, they're going to start the first few weeks, or at least the first week, you know, getting back into maybe lighter practices. But you got to speed it up fast because the season's right around the corner. And I think without a preseason, it gives teams more of an opportunity to be prepared heading into week one.
Okay. Then I also asked the question, because we're here in Wisconsin and obviously concerned about the Packers and looking at Aaron Rodgers trying to do this second year of Matt LaFleur's offense. In addition to that, they didn't pick up any additional wide receivers. That was a question. They're trying to get guys like A.J. Dillon and DeGara and such acclimated into this system that is a lot of motion and a lot of movement. How long does it take you then offensively to kind of get it going?
Well, I look at, you know, veteran head coaches and veteran quarterbacks that have been together. You know, the Saints, Drew Brees, and Sean Payton. Even Matt LaFleur, I know LaFleur's a young coach, but he's got the veteran Aaron Rodgers. They're going into year two together. I think the Chiefs, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I look at the Ravens, you know, with Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson. Those are the four teams that I expect to explode on the scene, not because of the quarterback, but also because of the head coach, their attention to details. I look at Green Bay and their offensive line. they're one of the top offensive lines in the league. So that's going to be very key starting out. Yes, they didn't really address the wide receiver position like we all thought maybe they could have during a draft. But they're going to be, you know, maybe a run-heavy offense at first, take some pressure off Aaron Rodgers. He did a great job last year protecting the football, managing the game. And, you know, he's going to do it again. I expect him to have a tremendous season. And I expect Green Bay, like I said, to explode on the scene because this is year two in the same offense. You know, with Aaron Rodgers being that veteran, I think it's important for them to start out fast.
Defensively speaking, I've been looking at a lot of the rankings. Most people believe that their defensive front is good. I thought they could have used some additional help, Lowry and company. Kenny Clark needs some additional support on the inside to stop the run. We saw that become the Achilles heel, and then what the coaching staff told us was, well, no, not really. It was just gap assignment. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Kenny Clark has developed into the modern-day prototype NFL nose tackles, and I think, you know, to surround him with some, you know, players to help, but it's also attention to detail. A lot of times we think there needs to be new players or new acquisitions through free agency or draft, but a lot of times it's just guys doing their job and playing their part. And you know, I saw it a lot last year doing all the grading for Pro Football Focus, especially looking at the Browns and their offense and how the lack of detail was there. You know, it goes with the same with defenses. You know, you got to be in your gaps. You got to be smart. You got to play together, play as one. And that comes into play a lot of times, not just the players you have.
I like what Matt LaFleur is trying to do, the innovation of the offense, motion, movement, protecting Aaron Rodgers. This is a copycat league. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan runs it extremely well. We saw that firsthand twice last year, as a matter of fact, the Packers did. Do you like the offense that Matt LaFleur is coming in with?
You know, I do. I mean, yeah, you pointed it out. He was with Kyle Shanahan. It's going to be, you know, very similar. Look what Kyle Shanahan, the Niners, did last year. That's just hard to replicate. It's hard to duplicate, you know, to have such a good run game and be that successful. So I think with Aaron Rodgers, man, you just have to take advantage of where he's at in his career. Yes, you want to take some off his plate and not make him feel like he has to make every single play, that he just needs to execute the offense. But also, you know, let him do his thing. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's been around for a while. And I think with LaFleur, you know, coming into the second year, I think that relationship's going to continue to blossom and grow. And they're going to do some spectacular things this year, and that's what I expect.
How far away are the Packers? We saw what happened out in San Francisco in that NFC Championship game. They made a couple of moves. They bring in Kirksey. I don't know how much it's going to upgrade the middle linebacking position, but they made some moves to get better defensively. But I don't know if they've done enough to put themselves over the top. And then obviously the Jordan Love pick throws a whole different element of say, controversy into this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Jordan Love pick, I won't say was a wasted pick. It's just a future pick. You know, they think that he is the next guy. And look, I'm not going to argue with it because, if franchise quarterbacks don't just fall off trees. So, you know, if they really feel like he is their next guy and they went for him and they took him with that pick, you know, all good. Hopefully it does work out. But they could have got a lot, you know, a lot more value at that pick to help them now. But I still don't think they're far away. I think with the offensive line that they have, led by Bakhtiari, I mean, he's the top tackle in the league, and it's impressive to watch. So I think, you know, you got to start there, and that's what makes me confident in that offense and along with the defense. And like I said, again, I think this year is different than all other years. So when I look at teams, it's not all going to be about systems. And it's not going to be about players all the time. It's going to be about who's the most detailed, who's efficient, who's taking care of their bodies and themselves throughout this year, who can stay the most healthy throughout this COVID-type season and be smart about it. And I look at veteran teams with veteran coaches that can have a good head start on this season.
Great stuff as always, Bruce. I certainly appreciate you joining us, and thanks for being a part of the program, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it very much. There you go. Bruce Gridkowski, Pro Football Focused analyst, also former NFL quarterback. You can find him on Twitter at B. Gradkowski, 5. Find him over there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider are hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.